It's Dr. Souza. Dr. Souza dictating on Earl Phlegm. L-A-F-L-A-M-M-E. La Flamme. L-A-F, F as in Frank. L-A-M-M-E, M as in Mary. Earl, E-A-R-L. Earl La Flamme 3. Earl La Flamme 3. Date of birth 3-5-52. Date of visit is 4-12-24. Please make a copy for Kimberly Keller. K-E-L-L-E-R-D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, fist bone dullness. This is a 70-year-old male who has had an occasional cough and shortness of breath with exertion. Was recently sent for a chest CT done on 3/5/24. The patient's chest CT showed no consolidations but had apical scarring and calcified granulomas in the right lower lobe and stable 3 mm nodule in the right upper lobe and a ground glass nodule in the right lung as well as a 5 mm lingular nodule. Period. The patient denies fevers, chills, night sweats, denies hemoptysis or weight loss. He does have a history of hypertension and diabetes, and he has a long-standing history of smoking for over 50 years and trying to quit, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of right hip replacement, history for tonsillectomy remotely, history of diabetes and hypertension. And history for COPD. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 50 years. Continues to smoke. Alcohol use. Occasional. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother also had heart disease and had diabetes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has weight loss, no double vision but has cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. Denies hay fever. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has heartburn and abdominal pains and diarrhea. Denies chest, jaw pain, or calf muscle pains or palpitations. No leg edema. No depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He denies joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, medalist, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, doxazosin 1 milligram HS, bupropion 150 milligrams daily, and metformin 500 milligrams BID, losartan 100 milligrams daily, propranolol 80 milligrams BID, trazodone 50 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese elderly male was alert and in no acute distress. There was no pallid sinusitis, icterus or peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. skin temperature was good. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 60, respiration 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 270 pounds, saturation 99. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence, irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gallop. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Extremities reveal mild peripheral edema and keratotic skin lesions. And no cap tenderness on either side. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Neurologically, reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined number two is COPD. Number three is diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. Number five nicotine dependency. Number six, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plans. Patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use nicotine patch. He also was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He will need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months to evaluate the lung nodules. And also, he was also given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Follow-up is to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. And if there's any change in the size of the nodules on his next CT, they may have to pursue further investigations. We'll follow and discuss the case with you. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kimberly Keller, D.O. Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R. Kimberly Keller, D.O. Thank you.